From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Wednesday, March 11th.
President Donald Trump's war in Iran is drawing mixed reactions from his supporters in the North State. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports from some of the region's deepest conservative strongholds.
F-A-F-O. The slang phrase means mess around and find out. And it's how Red Bluff resident Robert Shar views the U.S. strikes on Iran.
They were like minutes away from getting a nuclear bomb to bomb whoever they wanted to bomb. You know what I mean? F-A-F-O.
Tehama County is Trump country. The president carried 70% of the vote there in 2024. Across the North State, Trump supporters continue to back the president despite his campaign promises to avoid new wars. Jennifer Kistler is from Weed in Siskiyou County. She says she's against the war because the U.S. didn't appear immediately threatened like the president has claimed.
I like the man, and I think he's smart and he knows what he's doing, but jumping into Iran right away, I don't think that's right.
Still, Kistler says Trump has her support because she agrees with his deportation agenda and his get-things-done leadership style. The conflict in the Middle East is driving up oil prices. Gas is now averaging over $5 a gallon throughout most of the North State. That isn't phasing Tony Amaru's support for Trump. He lives in the Glenn County city of Willows. He blames rising prices on market fears of a long war rather than actual supply constraints.
It should not be going up. We don't have a shortage of oil at all right now. We're also getting oil shipped in from Venezuela right now.
Amaru says he would lose patience with Trump's military campaign if ground troops are sent into combat. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
That strong support for Trump reflects the broader conservative politics that have defined much of the North State, including the career of the late Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Paradise, town leaders just weighed whether to name the council chambers after him. The Paradise Town Council voted yesterday to change the name of its chambers to honor the late Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Councilors favored the new title of the Doug LaMalfa Town Council Chambers. Mayor Steve Crowder introduced the item to the council in February. In an interview with NSPR, Crowder said the name change would honor the legacy of Doug LaMalfa for generations to come. On social media, some residents say they'd prefer the council chamber's name remain politically neutral and continue representing the whole community.
And more on a developing and disturbing story out of Southern California, where another wild donkey has been brutally attacked near Rechi Canyon in Riverside County. That's according to a local animal rescue group. This is the latest in a series of recent mysterious attacks on donkeys. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
Herds of wild donkeys, also known as burros, have roamed the canyons between Riverside and San Bernardino County for more than a century. Donkeyland, a nonprofit that rescues injured burros in the Inland Empire, says the most recent donkey death was gruesome. They found a beheaded donkey in Rechi Canyon late Monday. Since December, a dozen burros have been discovered with deep gashes and body parts ripped off. Amber Levon, who's the founder of Donkeyland, said in a text to KVCR, it's not clear what's responsible. Three dead burros have been sent to a state lab for testing to help determine the cause of death. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament.
In state news, California lawmakers are pushing to reverse state cuts to health care for immigrants. KQED's Catherine Monahan has more.
About 3 million Californians are expected to lose their Medi-Cal eligibility by 2028. That includes not just undocumented residents, but also DACA recipients, green card holders, and refugees. The governor's office says federal budget cuts forced the state to reduce coverage. But State Senator Maria Elena Durazo says cutting health care won't actually save money.
When people cannot see a primary care doctor, they do not stop getting sick. They wait. And then, when they can wait no longer, they show up in the emergency room at 10 times the cost of a routine visit. Think about that.
Durazo and other state lawmakers have formed a coalition called Health for All. They're campaigning for the Medi-Cal Restoration Act, which is currently in committee. For the California Report, I'm Catherine Monahan.
And a few other quick updates today. The city of Orland has appointed Janet Wackerman to serve as its acting city manager. This comes after city manager Joe Goodman abruptly announced a leave of absence last week. Orland.news reports Goodman's departure came as a surprise to councilors. Goodman's reason for leaving hasn't yet been disclosed, but he'll be out for at least 6 weeks. Wackerman previously served in the interim city manager role last year. Also, officials are reminding climbers to start their descent from Mount Shasta by noon after a weekend rescue. The Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office says two climbers from the Bay Area had reached the summit, but one slipped and slid about 700 feet on the way down, suffering several injuries. Rescuers were called after sunset when wind and poor conditions made the situation more dangerous. Authorities say descending earlier helps climbers avoid worsening weather and allows time if a rescue is needed.
And finally, some heartening news about a beloved landmark in Butte County. The Honey Run Covered Bridge near Chico is getting closer to hosting weddings and other fee-based events again. The Board of Supervisors approved a request yesterday to cover about $3,500 worth of permitting costs for things like installing lighting. The popular bridge in Butte Creek Canyon was rebuilt after the 2018 campfire and reopened to the public last year. The nonprofit that owns the bridge says events are its main money generator.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, March 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions.
For more local and state news from North State Public Radio, head to mynspr.org. I'm Ken Duvall.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.